Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that no particular brand of helmet reduces the risk of sustaining a sports-related concussion among high school football athletes. Athletes who wore custom-fitted mouthguards and had a history of concussions had a higher rate of concussion. In September 2013, preliminary findings from a concussion surveillance program found that contrary to recent equipment manufacturers' claims, there were no associations with a specific helmet brand and a reduction in the risk and severity of sports-related concussions during a single football season. These findings were noteworthy because they were some of the first to comment on the risk of sports-related concussion in high school athletes who may be using newer helmet technology. In the current study, the same research group expands upon their data set by pulling from the 2012 and 2013 football seasons. A total of over 2,000 athletes were enrolled in the study and observed over 100,000 football exposures. 211 sports-related concussions were sustained at a rate of 1.56 per 1,000 exposures. Riddell, Shoot, and Zenith accounted for the top three brands of helmets worn by athletes in the study. The top three models by brands were Riddell Revolution Speed, Shoot DNA Pro 1, and Zenith X1. Similar to the preliminary study, the authors also looked at the type of mouthguards worn, and almost two-thirds of the players wore a generic mouthguard provided by their school. The authors found similar rates of sports-related concussions across helmet brands, helmet, or helmet reconditioned status. There were also no differences in competition days lost across helmet brands or when comparing generic, custom, and specialized mouthguards. However, wearing a custom-fitted mouthguard increased an athlete's risk of sustaining a sports-related concussion by 60% when compared with those wearing a generic mouthguard. Additionally, players with a reported history of sports-related concussion within the previous 12 months were almost twice as likely to sustain another sports-related concussion. The results of this two-year study reinforced the original preliminary findings from the single season that helmet type, age or recondition status do not appear to influence the risk of sports-related concussion. This study contradicts previously published data that claimed that the Riddell Revolution helmets reduced the risk of sports-related concussion when compared with other helmet brands within both the collegiate and high school levels. These contradictory findings are of great importance when viewing the data from the Riddell Revolution studies, given that the results have been and continue to be under significant scrutiny. This new study's prospective design, greater number of participants using a variety of helmets over multiple seasons, and control of multiple variables are all factors that add to the strength of these findings. Helmet manufacturers widely report that newer helmets perform better on laboratory testing, and helmets should be replaced on a regular schedule. However, older age and reconditioned status of the helmet did not contribute to sports-related concussion risk. This study further challenges the notion that mouthguard technology can reduce the risk of sports-related concussion. Lastly, the results reinforce the well-established knowledge that athletes with a history of a sports-related concussion are at an increased risk of sustaining another concussion. This finding is strengthened due to the authors controlling for multiple factors, including the use of protective equipment, years of football experience, and player characteristics such as their grades in school and competition level. Therefore, athletes, parents, coaches, and schools should be cautioned against the use of newer helmet technology as well as customized mouthguards to reduce the risk of sports-related concussion until further thorough scientific investigation. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a study that found that after a concussion, elite-level European football players have an elevated risk of injury for at least 1 year following a concussion. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that the risk for sports-related injury at the middle school level was greater during practices than games, and greater for girls than boys in sex-matched sports. If you have a question you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.